session of the Saturday of the worship conference. Bit of singing going on first thing before we break into groups for workshops. Got people here from all over Mexico, many different cities, as well as other parts of Latin America. Some people from Los Angeles, other parts of the United States, Houston, Indianapolis, and Andy and myself from the good old UK. Hello, Malcolm here. This is my fifth report on the Reverent Worship Conference in Guadalajara, Mexico, where Andy Azilo and I have been attending and learning a lot of things, getting inspiration, getting teaching, and having great conversations about corporate worship. I want to give you now, in this this particular recording, a flavor for the Saturday workshops and the evening activities, and then the next one will be about Sunday and other things. So the Saturday was, in the morning, a series of workshops, four different sessions, split into different kinds of areas of need, ranging from teaching on the theology of worship through to how to train worship leaders in four-part harmony. There was one for drummers, there was a session for lead guitarists, one for rhythm guitarists, and a number of things like that. So let me give you a few thoughts from one or two of them. So Dave Eastman taught on the theology of worship. For example, he talked about the need to use the Psalms. The worship leaders need to be very familiar with the book of Psalms. It should be our manual. It's something worship leaders come back to again and again and again, because it is the God-breathed worship manual, as he put it. He talked about that heaven is all about worship, using sections from Revelation, and so we're getting ready for that, we're preparing people for that. He talked about worship demanding our very best, give our best, not just as worship leaders, but helping our congregations to give their best to God in corporate worship. He talked about worship drawing people to God, which I really believe is true, that good quality, good spiritual quality worship draws people to God, both members of the church and those who might not yet know God. So a number of things that connected with that. So that was some of what Dave talked about. And Marcus Johnson from the church in Houston did a great class on leading worship. Some very basic things like knowing who the song is addressed to. So if a song was addressed to God, then we'd see lead that a bit differently than if the song is about us as a congregation and is actually about singing to one another. So knowing who the song is addressed to affects the way that we lead the song. Knowing the song itself, he talked about, and other things connected with that. Conveying the song with proper emotion. So lots of great stuff there. Lots of good workshops. Very interesting to listen to a sister called Lulu direct a choir, demonstrate what she did with that and how she taught the parts. She did that in a superb ways. Lots of things there. The thing that occurred to me from just that format was the idea that it's very important and helpful to narrow down to who needs what kind of teaching and instruction, and are we giving the right kind of instruction to our lead guitarists or our rhythm guitarists or our keyboard players or our drummers or our bass guitarists, and where are they going to get better instruction? Perhaps we need to connect up all of our bass guitarists around our churches, who might be the most experienced, the most gifted, or the best at teaching other bass guitarists. We have some who are excellent, some who can be excellent, some who are just starting. How do we make sure we get the brothers or the sisters playing the bass can get the best instruction and help and support? So I think that's something to be thinking about in a general sense. The evening after that was just a concert, and it was great. I attended part of it, and it was energetic. Everything in Mexico is pretty energetic, very expressive, a lot of bodily movement and dance and things like that. So as a few clips I'm going to put on the end of this, and you can listen or watch to that, watch those at your leisure. So this is my report for the Saturday. I'll give you some feedback and some impressions on the Sunday in the next one. Until then, God bless.
Get this enthusiasm. I love this energy. Fantastic.